Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from CBS Radio Studios in New York City, it's the DA Show with your host, Damon Amendolara, featuring producer Mraz and the musical sounds of the Zap Zap Orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's DA.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They found a better way to mortgage that you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday to you. Coming up here, number 9 of the 12 DAs of Christmas. Number 9 comes your way in about 18 minutes from now. Hurricane Jen from her barnyard talking about good burgers. Champ and Chump a little bit later on to the hour. And we will pick our college football playoff team via smell. We'll describe how coming up here in about 17 minutes from now. But Sean Payton is hearing it from Saints fans everywhere. He is hearing it apparently when he goes to the grocery store. Apparently, everywhere he goes, Saints fans are worried after the loss to the San Francisco 49ers over the weekend. Now, let's talk about the Niners, because that was an enormous win, huge, huge win, and the type of victory that can completely alter your season. For the Saints, going through the dome, as we know, is the pivot point for any Saints season. Under Sean Payton, when they have been at home in the dome in the playoffs, they're 6-1. 6-1 in the dome in the playoffs. And they went to their only Super Bowl when they were the one seed and at home field advantage through the dome. Away from the dome, they're 1-5. Over the course of Sean Payton and Drew Brees' tenure. Talk about discrepancy. 5-1 versus 1-5. Flip that around. John Harbaugh in Baltimore has a worse record at home than he does on the road in the playoffs. The Ravens are actually more effective on the road in January. Who knows what that means this year when they could be the one seed. But the Saints are the exact opposite. 6-1 at home, 1-5 on the road in the playoffs. They love playing at the dome. They love not being in the outer, in the weather, in the outdoor conditions, on grass. They love being on that turf, in that dome, home field, loud, crazy crowd, etc. And that win by the 49ers jumped the Niners into the one seed right now and dropped the Saints to a wild card. I'm sorry, not a wild card, but wild card weekend. They've won the division already. So the Saints could host wild card weekend, but then have to go on the road twice in the divisional round and the NFC Championship game. The type of win by the Niners that can vault them, because how likely would it be if they don't win the division to go on the road three different times, not have any home games, and get all the way to a Super Bowl? That was a win where Jimmy Garoppolo proved that you can win because of Jimmy, not in spite of Jimmy. Garoppolo had seemed to be a game manager so many times this season. The ground game was so effective. They can really run the football. They play great defense. But could you win when Garoppolo had to make a ton of throws and they had to score a ton of points? The answer is yes. He was absolutely phenomenal in that game. Just phenomenal. But here now you have Saints fans riding high all season long. And they're coming out of the woodwork to talk to Sean Payton. Sean Payton said the other day, I've got a guy at my grocery store or at freaking Whole Foods asking me about the freaking two-point play. I looked at him, the guy from the meat section, and I said, hey, your steaks don't look too good right now. Worry about your freaking meat. It's driving me crazy.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Now, Mraz, let me ask you, is it fair to question the butcher's meat?
Yes.
It
I
is.
Do. I do. I actually agree with that because we all are so quick and we do it for a living where we criticize coaches nonstop. I think if Pat Shurmur walked in here today and questioned my drive to book guests,
uh-huh,
I think it'd be totally fair criticism.
Okay. All right. So you're equating Pat Shurmur questioning your work ethic
right.
to the Whole Foods butcher questioning the two-point play.
Well, and Peyton questioning him back. I think we're all, no matter what job we're at, we are all open to questioning. And if you're going to question somebody else's job and go hard about questioning somebody else's job, especially if it's to their face, you better be ready for your job to be questioned back and make sure you're buttoned up. Now, do most New Orleans fans care that Sean Payton's filet mignon maybe has a little too much marbly fat in it? Maybe, maybe not. The point is, yeah, Payton is under a big microscope, but if he wants to criticize him back, I have no issue with that.
So you're saying no glass houses. If you want to fire away
right.
Sean Payton, just be ready for him to fire away
right.
at your stakes.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean you fire off at Sean Payton and then your buddy comes and questions your stakes. No, that's not okay. It's you better be ready for that same person to fire back at your job.
Okay. All right. Bilotti is the butcher in the right questioning Sean Payton and then Sean Payton going back after his marbling.
Oh, of course. I think the butcher can do that, but I also think, you know, Sean Payton's paying for a service. He's paying for that piece of meat. You know, he's paying for quality. So, you know what? He has every right to question if it's fatty or not or a little more gristle.
He is the customer.
Yes.
Right? He's not just questioning the guy's insurance sales.
Right.
He's actually buying the said cut of meat.
Especially if it's something you're going to eat, something you're going to put in your body. And, you know, as coaches, except for maybe Belichick, are trying to look sharp and look trim. You know, he's trying to keep a good shape. He doesn't need to have some horrible meat entering his system. So he's in his right to question it.
Fair point. I would say that Sean Payton's not doing a great job looking very svelte. He has really gone very puffy over the last 5 years.
But again, when you're working those long hours, there's only so much you could do.
I think also you live in New Orleans.
Well, that's a lot of Creole.
I mean, you're working long hours. You're traveling a lot. You're eating out a lot. And you live in New Orleans. That is a bad combination for not looking puffy.
Gumbo, whatever those donuts are everybody loves all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Chubbo.
No, he looks really puffy. He looks very puffy. And Gruden looks very puffy. Gruden has looked like he's got a real solid boiler on him now.
It's going to be you in 10 years, too. Age catches up.
Thanks. So, anyway, Saints fans panicking over the Saints. Is it over panic? Is it overreaction? Is it too soon? Unfortunately, I don't think so. I think the Saints are still the most balanced team in football. I really do. I really think they're at least the most balanced team in the NFC. Maybe the Ravens are just as balanced or a better team, but I love all of the parts of the Saints. What I don't love is the fact that their defense, when it mattered most at home, couldn't hold Jimmy Garoppolo barely under 50. And when they had a lead late, again, they couldn't stop the Niners from driving down the field and kicking the game-winning field goal. And they beat themselves up. They beat themselves 15-yarder face mask on the Kittle play. They also allow Kittle to break some tackles. So you have the Saints defense with an opportunity to win that football game, and they can't get it done. And I would say two things. Saints defense needs to be so much better than that at home because Drew Brees did his part. Number two, Sean Payton needs to get off the Taysom Hill thing. Stop screwing around. Stop trying to find gadget plays. Stop bringing in a backup tight end to do a bunch of things. You got Drew freaking Brees under center. win football games or lose football games with Drew freaking Brees. Hall of Famer, still effective, 10 wins this season. Stop screwing around with Taysom Hill. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. Time for your sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Jerry Jones, shockingly, does a radio interview. Oh, wait, he does a radio interview every week. 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. And he says the Cowboys have yet to meet with potential next coaches.
We have not met with any coach, not met with any. Specifically, why in answering that question, I don't want to imply that we wouldn't in a way that would diminish the credibility of the coach or in this case, a player or somebody you're asking about. Normally when somebody says, have you met with such and such? Are you interested in such and such? And you said, I have not. Its implication is you're not interested. That shouldn't be brought forward either. The facts are we just have not talked to any coach, potential coach in the NFL.
I mean, Jason Garrett, he's standing right there. Hey, Jerry, I mean, you have a coach right now. He's standing right there. He could hear everything that you're saying. Jerry clearly has moved on. He's clearly going to fire Jason Garrett after the season. And the only amazing thing is the more Jerry talks, the more he just sounds like an old guy that doesn't really have much direction or focus or just kind of talks just to talk. And for Jerry to be defiantly protective of his role as general manager is really scary. The other day he went off on the first press conference I ever was involved in, I explained to everybody how I was going to run the Cowboys. The very first one. It's the same thing now. Nobody can exchange a player. Nobody can do anything unless I have it approved. Nobody can have the authority to make a trade or a change or deal a draft pick since I own the Cowboys unless I approve it, yada, yada, yada. And says that he's GM and that will not change. Now, things have changed because they've wrestled away control from him on the draft. But this is terrifying. That Jerry still doesn't know to get out of the way, to fire this guy, hire a new coach, get out of the way, and win more games. He doesn't know. And they, I hate to say this, they can't do anything really about it until he passes away. That Jerry is just going to be this kind of crazy codger that holds on for dear life for control of this franchise. And it's not really going to change much. And does Urban Meyer want to work for a crazy codger? I'm not so sure. Le'Veon Bell was out of practice last week, missed the game on Sunday, but on Saturday night was spotted bowling. Now he's getting criticized.
The bigger surprise, I rolled 251 off the flip. That's the bigger surprise.
Was that career high?
High game? That's my career high. 251? 251.
What was your career high before that?
238. 238? Yeah. 251.
No 710 splits.
Nah, no. Thank goodness. Nah.
The bigger surprise is me bowling 251, a career high with the flu. You know, Le'Veon Bell doesn't feel the love within that franchise despite getting all that money because Adam Gase didn't want him. And Adam Gase would love to have him traded. And Adam Gase doesn't feature him in the offense because Adam Gase doesn't believe in paying that much money to a running back, and that much money came to the running back before Adam Gase had control over the personnel. Now Gase has control, and now Gase says it's a bad look and bad optics, and everybody agrees. If you're too sick to be at practice, if you're too sick to play in the football game, being out bowling, whether you bowl a 251 or not, it's a bad look. Oh, by the way, Lev, if you're healthy enough to bowl your career high, maybe you should have been healthy enough to go out there and play football. I mean, if you're good enough to get 251, maybe you're good enough to get a couple of catches or a couple of rushing yards in Sunday's game. But Le'Veon Bell didn't feel the love. Le'Veon Bell got his money. Adam Gase doesn't really love him. And that's why this thing is not going to end well. It never was going to end well once Gase made it public that he didn't want
Bell on the roster for that much money. And finally, former Packer head coach Mike McCarthy, with a profile done on him on NFL.com, gets choked up about why he says we need to coach again.
Why do you need to do this? Why do you need to go move the family out of Green Bay?
You know, it's interesting. It's a very selfish profession, coaching in the NFL. I think that's a given. But what I found through this transition is... What I found is our family needs us, you know. I don't know why this question. Sorry. We need to do this. So this is something that I feel like just because everything has happened, and this will be a great opportunity for us.
What?
So it's a very poignant moment. The video is very powerful. I watched it. I do think there's a bit of a conflation happening with Mike McCarthy. I think Mike McCarthy gets emotional and says, we need this. We need this as a family, which is kind of weird because you'd say, well, do you want your dad being away all the time? Do you want your dad sitting in a hole watching film for 13 hours a day? Do you want your dad or your husband scrutinized every single day in the media? Do you want your dad subjected to wins and losses and that tenuous control on your career or your employment? And here's just my read. It's my pop psychologist read. I think McCarthy is depressed without football. He's depressed not working. He has assembled a series of coaches like Jim Haslett that he just sits around and watches film with every single day. I think he needs it, and they go, Dad needs this because he's lost. He's lost without football. He's lost without coaching. And they probably had some hard conversations, and they probably see Mike McCarthy, who's emotionally pretty down, and they go, Dad needs to coach again. Dad needs a job again. And the support there is, we believe in Dad. We want him to be happy, and we want him to coach again. And there's probably a little redemption that they all believe that McCarthy was thrown under the bus in Green Bay and unfairly kind of chopped up because Aaron Rodgers didn't like him, and he's been maybe some ways dragged through the mud. Remember, there was the whole story about the masseuse, and there's probably a lot baked into how they feel their dad or their husband was unfairly treated at the end and think that he needs the redemption story, that he's basically in depression over it. That was my read. Because it was weird to say, we need this. I mean, I don't know if your wife and your kids need you to coach. I mean, I'm sure your life is pretty good financially as it is. And just if you wanted to become the Packers sideline guy, I mean, that'd probably be fine. Sideline reporter. All right, when we come back here on the show, number 9 of the 12 DAs of Christmas. And we will make our pick for the college football playoff based on smell. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
You're listening to the DA Show. Boom shakalaka.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
This is so funky. Sunday, the NFL on CBS features a key AFC South showdown between Deshaun Watson and the Texans taking on the Titans. Others will see Kansas City hosting Denver, plus other regional action. It all begins with the JB and the guys setting up the day on the NFL. Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. CBS, coming up, a champ and a chump next hour. Randy Couture, MMA legend, Hollywood star, is going to join us here on In Studio on the DA Show. Now, we're going to get to the number 9 of the 12 DAs of Christmas coming up here momentarily, but a quick interlude. My wife, the Bourbon Belle, has a business where she has a line of signature candles, and they all have individual fragrances, and she is holding this week a shop at Chelsea Market in Lower Manhattan all week long with other business owners for the holiday shopping schedule. And She has a line of dogs, all these individual dogs, and all these states as well, and other things like the seasons in some cities, some regions of the country, but there is a different scent for every state. And I said, you know what, honey, since you're going to be showing these candles and selling these candles this week, why don't I grab a couple of the states, including the four included in the college football playoff? So I want to do a taste test because we usually taste food. In this case, it'll be a sniff test for the candles. Now, we have the state of Ohio, the state of South Carolina, the state of Louisiana, and the state of Oklahoma. All four have individual scents, okay, made for that state. And right now, all four candles with the two matchups are on the other side of the glass with Mraz and Bilotti. Guys, I want you to do your bracket here. Let's start with the 1-4 matchup. Let's start with LSU versus Oklahoma, okay? Take a whiff. Open it up. You can watch this at watchda.com. Let us know what you're sniffing and what you like better, okay? Take a big whiff there. First of all, what do you think about the candles here, Mraz?
I love the packaging, first of all. It's a very sizable candle,
yeah.
So plenty of size. And I think they look very pretty. I think they look like they'd be a beautiful gift. I'm going to take a little sniff of Louisiana here.
Okay, sniff that up.
It's pleasant. It's pleasant.
Okay. Smell like anything specific?
Joe Burrow's hair, probably.
Okay.
Probably where I would go with Louisiana.
Okay.
All right.
Very flowery.
Flowery is Louisiana flowery. Okay.
All right. Now we need Oklahoma.
That's good to know. Yes.
All right.
Now I can also give you the descriptions of these things, but I want you guys to sniff that up. Okay. Sniff that up.
Interesting.
Just so you know, Louisiana is a complex blend of magical magnolia, delicate peony, and graceful live oak with a touch of Joe Burrow's hair.
Yeah, it's definitely touched. Oklahoma, a little deeper of flowery, I think. A
now
little
you would
more substance to Oklahoma.
You would think this would be a Louisiana blowout, knowing LSU versus Oklahoma, but are we due for an upset here?
I think Oklahoma scores a lot more points than you're realizing here inside the dome with this candle.
Is that right?
I do believe that. I mean, do you want me to give you my pick?
Well, let me just read through the Oklahoma. Strong and rugged combination of weathered teak wood, new leather, and hints of bright lemon and violet.
It's the leather I'm getting there.
Is that
the
right?
Leather.
You're getting some leather?
I'm getting some leather.
Okay, and so the winner of the 1-4 matchup.
I think Oklahoma's going to the national championship.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oklahoma, too.
Huge upset.
I think Oklahoma, I mean, it's going to make Gary Stokin happy. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, the first big upset. Oklahoma tops Louisiana in the candle sniff competition.
In the candle sniff competition. This is like when the octopus picks his Stanley Cup bracket. All right, I'm going to go Ohio for
okay.
Ohio State.
Ohio, this is the 2-3 matchup. Exactly right.
Ooh.
This is from my wife's company, Scripted Fragrance, where she has specific scents for each state's candle.
Well, it doesn't smell like Urban Meyer regrets. So
okay, that's good. Hopefully it doesn't smell like Zach Smith either.
No, it smells good. It's good. I
this mean, is a stunning mix of smoky wood, floral carnation, and a touch of patchouli?
Patchouli. I get a little patchouli there.
A little Zach Patchouli?
Yeah, all right.
Zsa?
Pete?
No one does it, but I would want to sit in front of the fire with this candle.
Okay. Okay. Now, South Carolina is a breezy maritime blend with notes of blooming florals and rich citrus.
Oh, that sounds like something that's up my alley. Let's see. Ooh. You know, I could use this candle in my bathroom.
Okay.
I really could. This would solve a lot of problems in my marriage, this candle.
Does it smell like Dabo going down the slide?
Oh. Yeah, it smells underrated.
Trevor Lawrence's glowing,
I like Trevor
flowing
hair.
Locks.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, South Carolina's good,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Smells better than Clemson's schedule.
You love South Carolina.
Better than the ACC. All right.
But I think Clemson is finding their way into another national championship.
Okay.
Here. So,
wow.
A stunning Clemson-Oklahoma national title would be for me if we're basing off of the sense. Top two seeds out.
All right. Pete, you feel the same way?
Same way, yes.
All right. Very good. That's the sniff test. We'll get to the 12 DAs of Christmas coming up here after the break. First thing out of the break is going to be the 12 DAs of Christmas featuring one Hurricane Jen, Barnyard Sounds, and Gunnburgers. Plus, I've got a champ and a chump coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you like that, big boy?
First of all, I just want to tell you how much I love your show. It's a huge part of my day. You guys are awesome.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that.
Aw, I love the dog.
30 minutes past the hour. Happy Wednesday to you, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. There are so many ways you can listen to the show. How about across the great CBS Sports Radio Network on all of our terrestrial affiliates? How about on satellite radio, Sirius XM, channel 206? How about you can also check us out using your phone? Use the CBS Sports app, the radio.com app, or you can on Apple Music as well, or you can watch the proceedings at watchda.com. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Tis time for the 12 DAs of Christmas, number 9.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. The 12 DAs of Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
Look at this! Look at these damn millennials! They can't even defend a hook and ladder!
How could it happen?
We will go on a double date where you can get good burgers, maybe some shrimp cocktail, and I'm a cute little wild redhead. And don't you forget that, DA.
Why is my dog allowed to pick out molding with me, but then it can't go to Target?
Because it shouldn't go to Home Depot with you either.
Dog people are ridiculous. My dog loves the store.
The time is now. The place is here. And the whole wide world is filled with cheer.
On August the 6th, Hurricane Jen called in. And if you listen closely, you can hear Pete the Body Bilotti pumping in Barnyard Sounds behind it. It gave us one of the most memorable drops of the year. And in Hurricane Jen's history, it's number 9.
Number 9.
Hurricane Jen is listing.
Next time you come here, CA, with your wife, we will go on a double date.
Oh.
And we will go to the Town Tavern, which is an awesome place where you can get good burgers or maybe some shrimp cocktail or something like that. But anyway, you have somebody like posing as me on one of the podcasts, and she's like passed out at her desk, which I can understand because I do that sometimes. But she's long-haired with dark hair. I'm 5'2". I'm a redhead, and I weigh 115 pounds. Not even.
Now,
probably right now, 112 pounds.
We have a pic.
I'm petite.
We have a picture of somebody on a podcast?
Yes. On one of the podcasts of me. And I understand it because it was a couple of years ago, but now I'm looking at it, you know, and back then I did have a stalker, so I thought that was cool, and I laugh at it sometimes, but I'm not dark-haired. I'm red-haired. And I have long red hair, and I'm very petite.
Fair enough.
And
now, I'll tell you this.
And I'm 5'2".
Yep.
And I'm a cute little wild redhead. And don't you forget that, DA. To all of the aliens that love me, especially Evan Curtis and some Rome clones that I love the most, you know, because I do love a few Rome clones, and we've had some Twitter affairs here and there, and I want to do a shout-out to them.
Don't cry.
Especially Kenny in SoCal.
Don't cry.
No. Why?
Well, I know
I can cry if I want.
I know, but when you get emotional on the show and you start talking about people that you love.
But I love you.
I know.
I love
you.
And I love your wife for loving you.
Thank you.
Because you're the best man that I know.
Well, thank you very much.
You're a good man. And next time you come here, I want you to see me.
Criminally underrated. Criminally.
Number 9 on the 12 DAs of Christmas. The best part of that, the genius of that segment, is that every time Jen is trying to say something poignant or serious, there's a pause and there's a cow that moos.
Or a pig snort.
Or a pig blinks. Every time she pauses because she loves somebody or she's emotionally just distraught, there's a pause in silence. Then you just hear, moo. God, that is so good. Yeah, you know, well, we'll see what 1 through 8 is, but we might look back and say Hurricane Jen deserved to be higher on this list.
Criminally underrated.
I think Jen got hurt this year because we always seem to have a Hurricane Jen in the 12 DAs.
It's like the Warriors in the finals. They're always there.
It's like the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, so it waters it down.
We've had some Twitter affairs here and there.
It's...
I'm 5'2".
Birds are tweeting.
Good burgers.
And we'll always have good burgers. So that's the call that gave us good burgers.
Where you can get good burgers.
Number 9. All of the 12 DAs of Christmas are available on YouTube to relive. Cap has all the original video, so it's amazing. Go back and watch them. Go to our YouTube page, CBS Sports Radio, and just go through, rip through. Right now, 12, 10, 11, and 9 after the show is over today. Hurricane Jen and Good Burgers with
Maybe some shrimp cocktail.
Farm sounds. The farm sounds make it. Let's bring you a champ and a chump.
Only one letter separates them, but they're galaxies apart. One is a true winner. One is a pathetic loser. This is DA's champ or chump.
Your champ today is the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year, who wins the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award, and that is former NFL running back Warrick Dunn, who is being recognized for his unbelievable contributions to society over the last 20 years. He has helped build and finance 174 houses for single-parent families in 18 different cities across 11 different states. And it is an amazing story of what he has done after his career with the Falcons and the Buccaneers. 170 of the houses he has helped build and furnish are given to single mothers, have been given to single mothers. 4 of them have been given to single fathers. And they are all through Homes for the Holidays. And they have found families that are single-parent households that really need help getting off the ground, getting into their first house. And Warrick Dunn doesn't just give them a house. He gives them food. It's fully furnished. The rooms aren't bare. It's decorated. There's food in the fridge. There's cookware in the kitchen. They've got lawn care equipment. And the furnishings are tailored not just a one-stop shop, but for the specific needs of each family. And each family given $5,000 to help with the down payment and an apple pie on the table, because he says apple pie means home and it means the American dream. I mean, talk about a guy that has gone above and beyond for people that need help. And Warrick Dunn wasn't a Pro Football Hall of Famer, But he is a guy that cares and cares more than so many other people do. And he has found ways to mobilize communities and put people in positions to succeed. And I don't know how you put a price tag on that, but Warrick Dunn, I wish there was a champ of the year, because this guy has just been the role model. And sometimes you have kids or parents look at athletes and say, well, they're really good at basketball. They're really good at football. They're really good at baseball. They're going to be my hero. And we don't know anything about them off the field or off the court. And we find out maybe that they're not so great of a guy. And then here you have Warrick Dunn, and you know that's the guy. That's the athlete you want your child to grow up to be. Somebody who is great at what they do, but more so their legacy is well beyond sports. Warrick Dunn is an amazing human being.
That's DA's champ.
Your chump are the four Nevada Wolfpack football players who have been suspended for the bowl game after they had their melee at the end of their season ender against UNLV. UNLV beat the Wolfpack in overtime, 33-30. And then there was a scrap, a scrum, a fight that breaks out after the game. The NCAA has handed down the suspensions, and the Wolfpack are playing in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl coming up on January the 3rd. And you've got four different guys suspended for at least part of that game. In fact, Austin Arnold, the defensive back for the Wolfpack, is going to be suspended for the bowl game and then the opener next year. You've got two other guys, a defensive tackle and a defensive back, both suspended for the bowl game, and then a linebacker sitting out a half of the bowl game. So I hope it was worth it, guys. Your college football career marked by not being able to play in the bowl game because you felt like you had to fight after the game in the final regular season game, which I know it's a rivalry game. I get that emotions run high, but look what happened. Now you take yourself out of a lifetime memory by being idiots at the end of that game.
That's DA's chump. Class is now dismissed.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Jeff tweets, Hurricane Jen at number 9 is like putting The Godfather as the 9th best film of all time. Eric tweets, wow. I've hated on Hurricane Jen for quite some time, probably because you've played that soundbite 857,000 times. But after hearing the whole conversation, I'm crying laughing so hard. That was fantastic. Daryl tweets, hashtag the 12 DAs of Christmas. They just keep getting better. Think about it. That's only number 9. We got 8 more to go. Alex tweets, Jerry Jones is the modern-day Al Davis. Plain and simple, he wants to control until the day he dies. He will go with coach after coach, just like Al in his final days. Except there was one difference. Al Davis was bat bleep crazy. Al Davis, by the end, had lost his touch. Al Davis was impetuous. He was reactionary, and he became a character of himself. And a character of himself is exactly what Jerry Jones has become. But Al Davis was driven maniacally to win. Till the day he died, winning was everything. You win at everything. You win on the field. You win in court. You win in debates. You win in battle. You win. That there is no losing, that losing is for losers. And that if you can't get it done, I'll find somebody who can get it done. Now, Al Davis's judgment on finding the guys to get it done, building the roster, hiring the coaches, that all was a mess. His judgment had gone. But Al Davis was the football brains behind building the winningest team of the 1970s. Yes, not the Cowboys, not the Steelers by regular season record. It was the Raiders. He was the football brains behind 3 Vince Lombardi trophies. He was a football guy, not a business guy, a football guy. Jerry Jones is a business guy, not a football guy. Jerry Jones has never built a champion. Jimmy Johnson built the champion. Jerry Jones has never built a champion. And at the end of the day, I don't believe that Jerry Jones is as desperate to win as Al Davis was every day of his life. In Jerry's mind, the value of the franchise is winning. In Jerry's mind, the stadium is winning. In Al Davis's mind, the only thing that matters is the scoreboard on Sunday. The only thing. And it drove him every single day. I mean, he's never going to get this right. He's never going to get this right. And it's only if he steps aside and realizes it's not working with the way I'm doing it. I need to give somebody else the total control. That includes my son. That includes this front office. And they get to pick the pieces and the coach. And I'm just the owner. But is his ego ever going to allow that? I mean, maybe when he gets really old. Maybe in his 80s. Maybe in his 90s. But for now, he still thinks he's doing it the right way. When we come back here on the show, does one of Brady's former teammates realize the reality of Tom Brady? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.